Welcome to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, your quick briefing on the top news shaping the pharmaceutical and life sciences industry. In today's Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, Mereo BioPharma enters an option and license agreement, handing Centinel Therapeutics U.S. commercial and global manufacturing rights to alvelestat, its oral treatment for alpha-1 antitrypsin deficiency-associated lung disease, Joseph Morwald of Krieger. Scientific speaks with pharmaceutical executive on the AI oversight gap and siloed systems behind a surge in FDA drug warning letters, and Christopher Wooden and Tom Woods of IQVIA argue that persona intelligence offers a more scalable alternative to traditional HCP segmentation. Mereo BioPharma enters an option and license agreement with Centinel Therapeutics, handing Centinel exclusive U.S. commercial and manufacturing rights to alvelestat, an oral treatment for alpha-1 antitrypsin deficiency-associated lung disease, a condition affecting an estimated 50,000 to 80,000 Americans. The deal brings Mereo an upfront option fee plus $40 million on exercise, with up to $435 million in additional milestones and royalties on U.S. sales. Denise Scotts-Knight, Chief Executive Officer of Mereo BioPharma, says Sentinel's commitment to rare diseases makes it the ideal partner. Joseph Morwald, founder and chief executive officer of Krieger Scientific, speaks with pharmaceutical executive on the structural problems behind a 59% surge in FDA drug warning letters in 2025, pointing to over-reliance on artificial intelligence and siloed data systems as key drivers. He warns that AI-generated material is increasingly produced without adequate human oversight, comparing fragmented tracking systems to the old adage that a man with two watches never really knows what time it is. Morwald says truly inspection-ready companies rely on independent third-party reviews and validate AI outputs rather than trust them blindly. Finally, Christopher Wooden, Senior Director at Channel Dynamics, and Tom Woods, Associate Product and Strategy Director, both of IQVIA, argue that traditional physician segmentation is too blunt for modern HCP engagement, proposing a persona intelligence framework built on separate digital and adoption profiles. Physicians report preferring 40 to 50% of engagement through sales representatives. Yet personalized bulk email underperforms rep-triggered follow-up email on conversion, suggesting context shapes channel effectiveness as much as channel choice. The authors also push back on oversimplified regional stereotypes, noting that online streaming events in Southern Europe can match in-person rep effectiveness. Thanks for listening to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily. For more updates and in-depth analysis, visit pharmexec.com.